The ruckus over Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's run-in with a Capitol Hill police officer is no longer making headlines, but Representative McKinney still faces a possible grand jury indictment over the matter. Commentator Deborah Mathis says a court case will only reopen the debate over race and politics.
Okay, so Cynthia McKinney reacted wrongly when that Capitol Hill police officer stopped her at a security checkpoint, and she mishandled the aftermath, calling it much ado about a hairdo and claiming racism was afoot. She's apologized now, and that should be the end of it. The prosecutor should call off the grand jury investigation. Surely, in a city with so many concerns about safety, security, crime, and corruption, there are bigger fish that need frying, don't you think? Unless they want to open up a real Pandora's jar, I would suggest the judicial system move on, because if this case actually goes to court, it could take the country where it is so often loath to go, into the archaeology of race. After all, Congresswoman McKinney would be entitled to a defense, and don't think for one second that she would not include, if not build it around, the role that race played in both the police officer's reaction to her and her reaction to him. Ruth Marcus, a white editorial writer for The Washington Post, notes that judgments we make are informed by our biases on race. She wrote that the same cop might have been more inclined to assume a white male in a suit was not trying to bogart the Capitol when he bypassed the magnetometers. Which makes you wonder, just as Ms. McKinney has been denounced for, and forgive this term because I hate it, playing the race card, why are we so quick to discount it? Everyone says racism survives. Everyone. But funny thing, no one ever seems to find it. Oh no, not in this school, not in this company, not in this neighborhood, not in this U.S. Capitol. Where is it then? And if no one can ever find it, why are we so certain it exists? I'll tell you one place to find it, on a certain radio show originating from Atlanta, one of the blackest cities in the country, and from the mouth of its white host, a boisterous conservative named Neil Bortz. In discussing the March 29th incident on his show, Bortz said he didn't blame the police for stopping McKinney because she, quote, looks like a ghetto slut, and that it, quote, looked like a welfare drag queen was trying to sneak into the Longworth House office building. Ghetto? Welfare? An attack on a hairstyle that is unique to black women? Now, is that racist enough for you? Not according to Bortz. His subsequent apology included this disclaimer. It won't mean anything to people who consider any negative comment or criticism of any type at any time about anybody who is not white to be racism, he said. Uh-huh. And when was the last time you heard Tom DeLay called a welfare king?
Deborah Mathis is a syndicated columnist and a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University in Chicago.